Mayor London Breed says red tape stands in the way of reaching her goal to have 1,000 new shelter beds by 2020. Her legislative package would streamline the construction permitting for homeless shelters and the contracting process for homeless services. But others say neighborhood opposition also plays a role. Jennifer Friedenbach directs the Coalition on Homelessness.
The community had a site, got a state grant, everything was lined up, and the real estate interests in the Bayview that was, you know, on the cusp of gentrification really got together and fought hard against the placement of the shelter there. And as a result, we lost the shelter.
Supervisor Matt Haney represents the Tenderloin and Soma, where many homeless services and shelters are located.
With some in District 10 and 9, really, if this is a crisis, we need every single neighborhood, every single supervisor district to step up.
The mayor has included a streamlined neighborhood approval process for homeless shelters in her proposal.
People in San Francisco want us to address this now, but we need people in San Francisco to be willing to have locations so that we can house people in their communities.
In San Francisco, Jenna Lane, KCBS.